Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It is Friday, the 29th of April, and I hope you're ready for the weekend.
The weekend!
Thank you very much for being with us. Mostly sunny today, high of 57 degrees. The winds are northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, you've got a few clouds in the picture, a low of 34. The winds are northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Ultraviolet index at 7, the humidity, 45%. So what's going on? Well, among many things right now, today is Arbor Day in America. In fact, it's Arbor Day all over the world. This is an acknowledgement in many ways, but mainly to plant a tree and hope for the future of the world. Tree plantings today will take place in Holyoke, Montague, Miller's Falls, West Springfield, and Springfield. Even the trees get in on the action, as on Miller Street in Springfield, a tree came down Thursday, sending a large tree limb crashing down onto the power line. The tree apparently was just making sure that we understood it was Arbor Day and it meant business. Tally-ho! Springfield Museum's delighted to debut Nature Cat, Backyard and Beyond, May 21st through September 4th in the Springfield Science Museum. This hands-on immersive bilingual exhibit will encourage young children to explore the natural world. A brand new traveling exhibit, Nature Cat, Backyard and Beyond, based on the popular PBS animated kids series, Nature Cat, and it has local media sponsorship by New England Public Media, and they air the show locally. Nature Cat, Backyard and Beyond will inspire families and children to understand that nature discovery can happen anywhere, even in their own backyards. Now, all labels for the exhibit are offered in Spanish and in English. And different areas of the Nature Cat exhibit will provide opportunities to learn about nature, use math skills to explore the natural world, use tools to investigate environments, and work and play together to create, explore, and accomplish tasks. This exhibit will offer several distinct interactive learning experience areas featuring Nature Cat and his friends, Hal, the happy-go-lucky dog, Squeaks, the intrepid mouse, Daisy, the brainy bunny, and Nature Cat's nemesis, Ronald, the cat next door. Mayor Sarno and Director of Parks, the Buildings and Recreational Management, Pat Sullivan, are going to join with City Forester Alex Sherman to celebrate Arbor Day in Springfield, and they're going to have two tree planting events. Mayor Sarno, Sullivan, and City Forester will join with students and staff of Daniel B. Brunton School for the annual Arbor Day celebration, and that's today. The ceremony will include a planting of a black tupelo tree. Each student in attendance is going to get a Douglas fir tree seedling. Cool. Mayor Sarno will read and present a proclamation declaring Friday, April 29th as Arbor Day in Springfield, while wearing a special handcrafted wooden necktie that was fashioned and presented to him by Springfield Building Supervisor John Bilodeau and retired City Forester Ed Casey. Then the mayor and mayoral aide LeVar Click Bruce will join with South End Community Center Executive Director Wesley Jackson and UMass 5 College Federal Credit Union President and CEO Richard Kump, Financial Consultant Board of Director Julius Lewis, and Financial Consultant Tom Morrow for a special check presentation to the South End Community Center. So a busy day for the mayor as we move into the weekend. The government on Thursday released its long-awaited plan to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars, citing the toll on black smokers and young people. Now, the ban would also be an important step to advance health equity by reducing disparities in tobacco-related diseases. The Food and Drug Administration said eliminating menthol cigarettes could prevent between 300,000 and 650,000 smoking deaths over the next 40 years. And the FDA said it's going to also seek to ban menthol and dozens of other flavors like grape and strawberry from cigars, which are increasingly popular with young people, especially black teens. Menthol's elimination would be a huge blow to tobacco companies, including Reynolds American, which sells the leading menthol brands Newport and Kool. With the slow decline of smoking, tobacco companies have been diversifying into alternative products, including the well-known electronic cigarettes and tobacco pouches, but those ventures still account for a tiny slice of industry sales. Springfield police officers arrested 23-year-old Carlos Fontanez Jr., 22-year-old Orlando Olmeda, 19-year-old Janelli Berrios, and a 17-year-old juvenile male on the 1000 block of St. James Avenue. The suspects were arrested in connection to a citywide shooting spree where seven victims were shot with BB gun rifles. Some fun, huh? This began at 8:15 p.m. Springfield Emergency Communications began receiving numerous calls for gunshot victims across the city. Suspects were conducting drive-by shootings from a vehicle. Officers responded to several locations, and both Mercy and Bay State to speak to victims. The shootings occurred on the 0 to 100 block of Locust Street, the 500 block of Main Street, the 0 to 100 block of Boylston Street, the 2500 block of Main Street, the 200 block of Fort Pleasant Street, the 600 block of Main Street, and the 600 block of Carew Street. And the victims ranged from their 20s to their 50s. Five victims were treated at Bay State and two victims were treated at Mercy, with anything from minor to severe wounds. Officers recovered the two rifle-style BB guns, several loose pellets, a container of approximately 50 additional rounds, and an empty container. Now tomorrow, Saturday, April 30, gather up your unwanted medications and stop by the West Springfield Police Department. They're going to be on site from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to collect medications and even your vape pens and e-liquids. No batteries, please, but Staples will take those for you. The last National Take-Back Day was October 2021. Just under 5,000 collection sites brought in some 744,000 pounds of unwanted pills. All time, the campaign has collected more than 15 million pounds. There are dozens of collection sites in Western Mass, and on Saturday, including most police department headquarters. I like to end with something uplifting, and here we have that. Not that I've had a lot of down stuff today, but just, it's the usual gamut. But the world's largest pancake breakfast is coming back to Main Street to celebrate Springfield's founding on May 14, 1636. The annual pancake party, sponsored by MGM Springfield, will be held on Saturday, May 14, 2022, marking the city's 386th birthday with flapjacks and lots of fun. Now, presiding over the event as honorary chair will be Chris Kelly, the MGM Springfield honcho and chief operating officer. Now, the menu will consist of pancakes. That doesn't shock you too much, I don't think. There is also going to be bacon, milk, orange juice, and coffee. And it'll be prepared and served by hundreds of dedicated volunteers from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Main Street from State Street to Bridge Street. And there will also be lots to do and see at the 2022 World's Largest Pancake Breakfast. Munson Savings Bank is going to sponsor activities in Court Square, which will include cornhole games, Jenga, Massachusetts Army National Guard, inflatable obstacle course, displays from the Springfield Police and Fire Departments, and the Hamden County Sheriff's Department. The admission to the event, beverages, and activities are free. Breakfast of pancakes and bacon, $3, $1 for children under 12, and free to 70,000 public school students receiving tickets in advance. After the world's largest pancake breakfast, you can also attend Healthy Us from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Riverfront Park. Well, it's been a busy and a most interesting week here in the region, as it usually is. And if you listen to many of our programs throughout the course of the week, or all of them, in fact, may I say thank you and extend my gratitude to you. If you missed any of them or want to revisit them, they're all available to you online at Pioneer Valley Radio. We'll be back on Monday with another fresh new program for you. We'll also have interesting folks to talk to, and I certainly hope you're with us at that time. Have a wonderful weekend. You've earned it, and you deserve it. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.